This is the Friday wrap-up of the Geyer Cook Report, and today, on March 22nd, we're going to do it a little bit differently, more detail, I think, than you've experienced in the past. The list of the links of the previous episodes is what we're going to talk about, so let's get to it. The first one that we have up is the URL Mobile Ready in Part 2, and that happened because, I'll show you. Okay, it's a URL Mobile Ready. We did that the other day, and we talked about the search.google.com test for mobile friendly, and you'll get a flag back that says, yeah, this page is mobile ready, okay? But what it doesn't do is it doesn't re-index your site in the Google crawl. So you're going to still come up as, oops, this website's not mobile ready, even though you've tweaked it and touched it and made it that way, and the test says that it's mobile friendly. The Google bot won't recall your site because you haven't told it to. You know, computers only do what you tell them to do, right? So you have to go into the interface on Search Console and recrawl your page to get that mobile ready flag to be right, okay? So that when people search for your site, it comes up and says, yeah, this site's mobile ready, okay? And let's look at the next one. And then the next one is how to index a new WordPress website, any website really, and get found by Google. There's a pin on Pinterest that's the most popular pin on all of my Pinterest environment that's titled How to Index a New WordPress Website. And I've got it listed in the WordPress resources, and there's a link in the show notes. If you go there, you'll see the Pinterest pin and go and look at it. And it was prepared by Ashley Fawkes from the UK. And Ashley, he started a site called Mad Lemmings. You know, you've seen those videos from time to time where the lemmings are going off the cliff. Maybe that's what inspired him for Mad Lemmings. Anyway, he's got clients that he's helping to get higher on Google and so forth. And if you look at the show notes, you'll see more about Ashley. But anyway, the bottom line is he's got the A to Z steps that you need to include in your process to make that site be found by Google. And wouldn't that be wonderful? And let's look at the next one. And the links from the Geyer Cook Report. If you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, you can get the index there for the Friday wrap-up. And it'll have all of these. And let's look at the next one. Way back when, we made a trip to Oklahoma, and my wife, who's a genealogist at heart, wanted to scan some documents. And so the little scanner we picked up, we got this little USB-powered Canon scanner. Worked great with Windows XP. Well, Windows 10 came along. Guess what? That's right. The scanner wouldn't have drivers. Didn't work. So I was about to donate it to the local thrift store, I think to the Goodwill or something like that. And I said, you know, I should plug this into the Linux box. I've always heard that Linux has scanner support. And so I've got another computer tower operating with Linux Mint. Plugged in the scanner, and bazinga, guess what? It worked. There's a program called Simple Scan that comes with the GNOME desktop for the Linux distro I'm running. And it's free. Works great. So before you retire your hardware, see if it'll still function on that different OS, okay? And then you don't have to have that $100, $200 investment in hardware go poof, it's gone because they updated the operating system. Have multiple operating systems. I mean, you've got a spare tire in the trunk, right? Well, enough said. And last on the list of links from previous episodes we did this past week is the list of backlink URLs. And before we get into that, I want to thank the patrons that support the Geyer Cook Report, to people at Coding Brains, at Podbean.com, Google, of course, and all the social channels that list our content as well. I did a count the other day. I think there's listening portals. There's like 18 of them that carry our shows, and we're going to try to make them be bigger and better. In this instance, we've got a list of URLs that you can get backlinks from. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, the ones that support the Geyer Cook Report, or yours truly, I've listed here in the show, I got the little icons there. You can see it if you're in the video. And just go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, look for Friday Wrap-Up, and then it'll have a list of links there. And the one that's referring to the backlinks is aptly titled List of Backlinks URL in that novel. Okay? So you have a great weekend. I hope the snow has melted where you are. It's just about gone here. And on that note, I'm going to say those three words. It's a wrap.